Well, holy cow, I gotta bleed my pink pony.
So that's a great, great beginning to the aftertaste, sir.
I'll be right back.
Video's done.
Yeah, because they don't do an after. All right. Thanks a lot, Frederick. That was awesome.
Good show.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks.
I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope we didn't take up too much of your time. This was kind of a hefty show because of that last discussion we got into, but hopefully it was a good time. He might have actually disconnected.
He was like, "I'm done. I'm out."
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
Like, peace.
I guess I forget that our aftertaste is sort of an insider's game that we play.
We could, you know, I could bring back on our other guest. Hey, look who's back.
Oh, you.
Tony,
thanks for not Pony. Tony, thanks for jumping. Yeah,
what's
thanks.
Up?
I just want to say thanks for jumping on for the discussion there towards the end. It was kind of a.
Tony's still there?
Yeah, Tony's still on.
I'm here. Hold on, guys.
Sure.
Yeah, no worries, man. I apologize for. I had like 3 cups of coffee, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, no, it really just points out how, I guess, I wouldn't say tired, but maybe drink-laden the rest of us are at that point. really comes through.
Good stuff.
No, that was cool. We touched on a lot of stuff. I mean, there's so many WordCamp things that we could probably dig into that with you guys that have done so much with WordCamps. We could probably dig into that for hours. You know, just talking about all the aspects of it.
That kind of conversation needs more of a structured conversation because there's so many aspects to it that need to be addressed, and you don't want to lose that. And you know, even in our own discussion, you could easily sense the emotion. And not saying that I'm not emotional about it, you just have to put that aside.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think so I'm starting a... Oh, man, somebody's... Yeah. Who do I have to smash?
Andre.
Somebody lost his headphones, huh?
Yeah.
All right, he's getting them back on. Oh.
So yeah, I was saying.
Oh.
So, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right.
And luckily, I don't think we can hear the rest of us yet anymore, so thank you. It's killing me.
Sorry about that. Well, I just saw the comment by Josh, Mr. Strabble.
Yes.
Tony sounds skinny, but we know he ain't.
Wow. Oh, we're about to get emotional up in this piece, Josh.
Oh, sicky.
Wow.
Anyway, what I was saying is that we have tomorrow afternoon. I still hear a little bit of me somewhere, but it's the after show, so I don't give a shit anymore. I'm done pestering. The Roundtable podcast is tomorrow afternoon with a few folks who sell WordPress themes and plugins on marketplaces and with their own brands, which actually this is the first kind of podcast of its sort. It's basically going to be a WordPress like a WordPress panel once a week. It's going to be pretty cool. But since we were talking about the WordCamp thing, I think it'd be awesome to sort of schedule, maybe not necessarily the intricacies, like the insider stuff that we were getting into here, because I think that's probably good fodder for this show, but more along the lines of, you know, what WordCamp organizers will run into, how to get one started in your city. I mean, just the three of you guys would be, you know, 3/4 of a killer panel on that.
That wouldn't be a bad discussion either. And especially if you can get some tangible outputs that people can agree to and be able to present it to the foundation and say, hey, look, you know, just some food for thought. You don't have to take it, but here we're showing you that we want to participate and help you come up with a better solution.
Sure. Yeah. That's really the key is getting to some sort of a solution, some sort of tangible thing when you're done.
But Ryan, how do you have time for all these podcasts and writing?
You just make time. What do you mean? You guys are the ones over there solving everybody's security issues. I'm just blogging, man. I'm just blogging.
No, it's good stuff. I think that'd be pretty legit.
Yeah, the hope is that everybody finds a podcast that they can sort of pull something out of.
Either.
The Roundtable.
I'm Drew Armada.
If you guys haven't watched that video, you have to, because it's and not because of the content, but it's because of the music. You know what I mean? It's
like, the music and Dre. I thought he was about to woo me in the bed or something. Like, hey,
dude, just wait.
Do it.
Just
is
wait.
Your website secure? Because I'll secure it.
Hi there. I'm Drew Armada.
You should just if you like Dre on video, then just wait and watch WP Candy, because there's some cool stuff coming.
Oh,
tease. But with that, we have show titles. We have to name this thing.
Oh boy.
unless your name is McMuffin.
I'm curious to see what this list is.
We have a few. We have 6 months, 60 grand. We have Drink More Brad. We have Dre Smash. We have Which One Did You Go Dressed Up As?
Dre Smash.
We have My Wife Doesn't Allow That. We have...
That's funny.
I'm not sure what this... I think it was around the P2 discussion. We have PT and P3 were apparently said. We have It's Sure Pretty. We have You Can't Do Grandchild Camps. We have Schmuckatelli, which was absolutely said.
Yeah, sorry.
That's
a military term.
We have What Year Is It? We have An Inordinate Amount of Time. We have Everybody Needs to Suckle at the Teat. And As Long as Their ID Doesn't Say McLovin.
Is Frederick still on?
No,
he's gone.
He jumped off as soon as we finished. I think he had to run.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah. He had like half of these.
My wife doesn't allow that. That's hilarious. That was around wearing costumes.
Yes.
Now, does my voice still sound like really loud right now?
Okay, so... It gets really frustrating because people comment in Spreecast about Spreecast audio, but like, that's not what, like, I don't know. Like, that's not what I hear myself. So
yeah,
what
Spreecast
I hear is
was really loud. Spreecast was really loud.
Which
the
I think
is perfect.
Which I think maybe the first half, it could have been like people leaving their mics on. But I thought that we, I don't know. I mean, that's not something that I'm monitoring.
Spreecast. I mean, Spreecast is kind of, it's like hit or miss tonight. Sometimes the video is great, sometimes it's not. Sometimes the audio, like the first, if you go back and watch the first one we did on Spreecast, the audio is garbage the entire time. It's all garbled, and
it's not good.
Like, I think it's really just Spreecast.
Yeah, particularly when there's somebody being that they claim is louder than everybody else. I mean, I hover over everybody's volume pretty well. So if anything was way out of the park, I would definitely hear it. And
no, of course.
It's that's always.
I was like, y'all know Dre's loud, but he's not that
loud.
Yeah.
it was obnoxiously loud. Like, I had the speaker up and it was so loud I had to turn it down. But when I turned it down, I thought everybody disappeared. So I had to turn it back up for everybody else. I just gave up.
It must have been. The stream. Yeah. The stream is solid. And I guess I'll have to spend, since there are as many people as there are in Spreecast, I'm going to have to spend some time.
Holy cow, dude. I counted a total of 62 people at one point.
I had, let me see what my numbers were. I had 12 in Spreecast was the max that I saw. And I saw 35 in IRC.
All right, so my numbers suck.
Well, they're close. Hey,
Tony, I appreciate you coming on, buddy. You put some good points in there in terms of the issues that laid out this week, and I appreciate that.
Oh, no worries.
And I didn't mention this on the show because we were pushing like a 2-hour show at that point. It was like, I think, 1:45 is where we cut it off, which is long even for us. But it's kind of funny. I saw Kevin John Gallagher mentioned on Twitter today. Remember when he did that post about his company moving away from WordPress? And he was kind of, you know, obviously when you get that much response to something, like it sounded, I mean, we talked about that back when it happened, I think, on the show.
Sure did.
Or like your post, Tony, it seems like there are just sometimes, you know, there's so many posts that people make about WordPress in a given week, and I certainly contribute to that pile. But just, you know, every couple...
You did this week.
I did this week.
Yeah.
Okay. But every couple of months, there's like either luck of the draw or maybe just the right sort of elements playing together, and just one of these posts explodes. And that's what I think, that's exactly what you just saw on your blog with, you know, what was it, like 75 comments last time I saw for...
Yep.
I mean, you know, your blog's cool, but I'm sure it doesn't average 75 comments for every post.
Well, it's like, what do you mean? It's like Tony said, like these things, it was building up in the back channels for a long time. Since since WordCamp last year, WordCamp San Fran last year, I've talked to a lot of people behind the scenes about this, and I know they're talking to other people. Like, it's built up, and it finally just erupted. I mean, you could, I bet I could write a blog post on WordCamp websites tomorrow, and it would probably get just as much. Just as much interaction with organizers complaining about the website situation. Like, there's all these kind of back channel conversations that have been happening, but it's always been from like one organizer or one WordCamp's group of organizers to central. It's never been all the organizers together.
Right.
Well, going to central two things there, Brad. Like, one, if you put a post out right now about how challenging it is to create a WordCamp website using the platform that the damn conference is about, you'd get a lot of discussion.
Every organizer I've talked to has hated that process. Every single one.
Well, we've talked about it publicly on Twitter, and there was some discussion about it, and then it just died. Second point being there leads back to what Tony was talking about, whether you should publicize things, whether you should internalize it and discuss it through private channels and the whole nine. We could talk till we're blue in the face, but until we start actually posing some type of solution to the issues that we're finding, we're not going to move anything forward. So right. I think it's going to take a collective effort from all the organizers that really do give a shit to come together and pose these type of solutions to the challenges that we're finding. And I think that's where we're really going to, you know, garner the best reception from those that are making the high-level decisions around what our camps are doing. So that's really where it stems, right? He's voiced it. We've gotten some movement around it. If we don't continue to drive it, if we don't really get together and band to talk and to open those lines of communications that we know are a challenge, it's not going to go anywhere, and it's going to die just like those conversations we've had on Twitter. And that's what it really comes down to.
All I want to know is, Ryan, why do you got to knock my blog, man?
No,
it's funny you say that.
I know you're not popular at all, but
no, hey,
no, I don't, yeah, I know, right? Sheesh.
Well,
where's
I know
this, that you need a soundtrack for slapping in the face.
My own blog doesn't average 75 comments. I suppose that's crazy. Nobody's blog does. That's why I can safely say that.
No, I'm just kidding. But I was telling Dre after I posted a few days after, and I was like, you know what's so funny, Dre, is when you go to my blog, you see all this nonsense. Like right below it, there's a picture of a lazy lizard. You know what I mean? Like, who gives a shit about that? You know? Yeah. And then I try to write a serious blog. I'm like, you know, I think that. You know, I've never, you know, the whole blogging thing I've still been trying to figure out is, you know, what do you really kind of want to talk about? You know, and so I mix mine up with so many different topics, and that in itself is a good post. It's figuring out how to, and I think a lot of folks have actually done that, is, you know, how do you figure out what to write about? You know what I mean? Unfortunately, I think that, fortunately, however you see it, you know, that the subject of WordCamps is very close and dear to people's heart. And unfortunately, there's this perception or whatever you want to call it where people don't want to speak up for whatever reason. Maybe valid, maybe not. I don't know. But I guess it just takes a little bit of, I really don't give a damn, and the ability to put some words down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was right on point. As an organizer, it hit close to me, and I didn't take it personal in the sense of what you were saying anybody was targeted to anybody. It's the overall thing, right? And how do we make it better? I don't think you would have written about it if you weren't passionate and you didn't want to make it better, if you didn't have some valid concerns there. And I think that in itself it entitles the whole thing, the discussion, some type of feedback, some type of moving into, okay, is there really a problem and how can we fix it? Or is there not a problem? And then maybe you are just yapping, right? But at least some type of interaction from the powers to be to address the situation, analyze it, and make sure that there isn't a problem. You wouldn't have had that type of comment and discussion that revolved around it the last week if there wasn't some type of valid concerns from the community as a whole.
I just, you know what I hate is, obviously there's been a lot of comments, and I tried to keep up with the comments on WP Tavern and WP Candy, as well as my own blog. I hate this kind of this response that you get, like, well, shut up, you're, you know, you're Matt's playground, you know what I mean? Or if you don't like it, move on. Or, you know, that's so contrary to what I always thought the community or set of communities is about. You know what I mean? And it's very, very frustrating because I think those...
Where did you see those comments?
Oh, dude, read through all the posts or the comments. Yeah. Dude, there's people saying, hey, suck it up and move on type shit.
Yeah, if you don't like it, move on.
You know what I noticed reading through? Well, it was interesting because WP Tavern, Jeff wrote a post after yours, kind of summarizing a little bit of it. And I was comparing the comments, and you had, like, all the organizers, the majority of your comments were organizers, people very well vested in the community, contributors, whoever it may be. Jeff Rose were more just kind of random WordPress people.
Well, I saw a
lot of the comments like that on his, and it's like, you know, just suck it up, you have to deal with it. But these weren't coming from organizers, which, like I said on the show, I think this is a conversation that needs to happen only if you've been an organizer.
Right.
And between the organizers and WordCamp Central. And if you haven't been an organizer, and all you do is attend, or even if you don't attend, you should not be a part of this conversation. Because, well, honestly, it's all about the organizers putting on these camps and the central.
Yeah, the only point you should be involved in this conversation is to learn about it. In my opinion, you're absolutely right.
I'd say that's half true. I think that's true, and that applies to the side where it's dealing with the issues that the WordCamp organizers face. I think because an element of every single discussion that was out there, that was posted in blog comments or wherever else, was also about sort of the facts of how one camp is related to another, how WordCamps in general are related to WordCamp San Francisco. I think that brought a lot of other people in who normally probably wouldn't comment on an organizer-filled discussion because it was more so a matter of sort of the community, the state of the community, and not a specific, I'm a WordCamp organizer who had this issue. Well, because most of the time when people voice that, you know, people are pretty responsive to that sort of...
You know what, Ryan? I can agree with that point. I can see where you're coming from there. But where it all stems back down to is that level of communication and perception. The same thing that's driven this whole conversation today. It is very ambiguous and very unclear, even to organizers. Mm-hmm. What is right? What is wrong? What isn't? What is? That's aside from the governance piece. But how is everything really interrelated? And I think it's important for that to be really laid down and those discussions to happen and for it to be a little bit clearer instead of having those gray areas. That's the challenge with this community. It's so gray at some points. And the hierarchy kind of drives that. And I think that does come down to a leadership problem.
Well, you know, for whatever it's worth, I've talked to a number of folks this past couple of days, and I've gained a different perspective that's helped me kind of see things differently. I just want to make sure that it's clear that I don't think that there's any ill intention in any of the roles. I just think that I don't know if it's lack of experience around large organizations in terms of communication and the need to communicate and how convoluted things get, the more people get involved and the bigger things get. I don't know what it is exactly. I can't quite put my finger on it. But when these challenges and guidelines are communicated, I think that's where it comes a problem, because it's not, well, let's work together to come up with the numbers. Well, that's the number. And when I, you know, for instance, for me specifically, and Dre, you were on the phone as well as Chris and others, I was like, well, why is that the rule? Well, because we said so. I was like, well, that's not going to work for me. You know what I mean? And very different responses. This is the rule, and this is why this is the rule. You know, this is what we're thinking, the whole nine yards, and be of a collaborative process versus a top-down kind of communication mechanism. We're like, well, you just do as I say. You know, I don't think that's going to work at all.
Well, you hit it on the head in terms of to hell. Do I think that they're in any way trying to push any type of malice or malicious intent around what they're doing? No way. In fact, J-Trip and I were in the chat room talking about this. They're developing this governance model. They're really trying to drive and maybe get a better level of standardization around WordCamps. So you get those crazy and affiliate marketing knuckleheads kind of away from trying to really drive their own agenda. Right? You want this to be a productive environment for people coming in and learning about WordPress. I think that they're doing that with the best of intents. I think that they're really trying to harvest a really good set of events around WordPress worldwide. With that said, that maybe the approach there isn't as good as it could be, and I think that the communication level and the interaction with the community driving that collaborative type of approach is not there right now, and that may be something that's well needed.
I think, you know, I really think that what I would personally like to see is, and I know there's been a lot of discussion on it, and it's just a matter of priorities on the central side, but is some kind of, you know, somebody said in the chat, and I talked to a couple of you on the side about it, is this concept of like a WordCamp for WordCamp organizers, you know what I mean? You know, I think that I get a lot of mixed responses on that, but I think the ability to pull in folks, even if you just did it by geography, you know, bring all the folks in Asia, bring all the folks in, well, Australia's by itself, but, you know, if you bring all the folks in North America, South America, and you bring them together at a camp regionally for them, they can then help voice issues that they have in those respective areas and help come up with solutions for their geographies versus one solution for everyone. Because if you approach it from one solution for everyone, you're just never going to get there.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it goes back to cost of living. Like, look, they should go off cost of living, the percentage, because there's you know, every year they release the cost of living increases and the percentage or whatever based in whatever. Well, like, there's stats out there. That's what the whole military goes off of. In my opinion, what it should go off of.
I think they do. I mean, I've talked to, they do use metrics around kind of not so much cost of living, but in terms of how much things costs for like venues and stuff like that. There's certain metrics for that they do leverage, and that's what they try to use when coming up with budgets. But unfortunately, what I've always heard is, well, the guidance that I was given was, well, no, this is what it should cost, and it wasn't around. It wasn't communicated to me like, well, based on the analysis that we've done, you know, in your community, your event should be this. The response was, well, we did it like this for Portland, and you should be able to do the same thing. That's a complete wrong response. You know what I mean? And I don't think that conveyed what they truly meant.
I agree.
You know what? I want to hear what the Honey Badger feels about this. Honey Badger, you have an opinion? All right. You know what? Shut your mouth, Honey Badger. Never mind. All right.
You know what? So, what's the pony thinking about this? I want to know what the pony's thinking.
You know what?
That's a wrap.
Wow. I haven't shot anybody all night. That's it.
Did you shoot the pony or the badger? Or does the badger mount the pony?
Hey, Tony, you better watch yourself.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
You there, bud? Sorry. So I'm here. Well, you're ready for everybody to get off the phone so we can talk drunk the rest of the evening.
Hey, man, Aftertaste has no rules. So
Aftertaste is awesome. So we're officially on Aftertaste, yeah?
Oh, yeah. No, we are on everywhere.
Delicious. Listen, I'm wondering, so is it time to maybe get a website specifically set up for WP Late Night?
I think so, guys.
No, I think that we've got the domain name.
Yep, we own WPLateNight.com.
Okay. It took me threatening Brad to purchase the domain for him to get it this weekend.
He's like, what, are you stupid? I'm like, yeah, I guess I am, because you're right. We should own that. Ryan got it. Like, we worry more about the Twitter account than the .com, where someone could put a big naked dude on it.
it was the whole everybody's pointing at each other. I thought you did it. I think we're going to be able to even gain a bigger followership by doing that. Now,
well, I guess that's my question is not what I'm interested in is not necessarily do we need that or not, but what's missing from our current setup that we need to add.
Well, I think that there's not the granular control from everybody to be able to maybe drive it a bit.
Okay.
I think that we could take those domain names. I think that in your network makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So even the way that we're set up now, but maybe expand that into its own network instance. So since we talked about multi-site today, and then maybe make it its own entity for us to kind of interact with folks, look at trying to get topics and different things throughout the week. You know, its own kind of brand type per se, right?
Sure.
And then from there, we drive it from all of our entities to get people to come back to it, right?
Yeah, that could work.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out concepts. I just think it's it's a lot bigger than we think, or can be a lot bigger than we are right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that foundationally we're setting that up, and I think it makes sense to put some constraints there. While we're doing this show, time frames. I mean, we talked about it tonight. We went almost 2 hours. Is that completely appropriate? I don't think so. I think that's way too long, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that we need to maybe get some type of standardization around that. The same thing with segments and things like that. Over time, as it gets more professional and things get more streamlined and standardized, I think that the people that come and see it for the first time or hear it for the first time may be more apt to stay. And that's the challenge, right? Not sure. Getting that first time.
I think we should do our best to get the main podcast in an hour.
I agree.
Then set aside 30 minutes for the after the party show or whatever we call this thing.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You know what I mean? Like, have it structured to where, all right, you get an hour podcast, 30 minutes after the show. Sure, sometimes it might run longer. It's really passionate or heated debate. But at least we know, like, all right, it's roughly an hour. You mm-hmm. know, it's not, you know, if you have an hour commute, you can listen to the majority of it during your commute.
Let me ask you this. In comparisons to your other shows, Ryan, because I know you're doing a lot of cool stuff, what does the traffic look like?
How awesome are we?
I mean,
do you just want raw numbers that we have?
Just off the top of your head, dude. I don't need anything formal. I'm just wondering, are we like way under the cuff? Are we above it? I mean, where do you feel?
You mean for length or for listens?
As far as, interaction and followership.
Oh, well, I mean, this is definitely the most popular podcast on WP Candy right now is WP Late Night. Now, I wouldn't say that
popular. Well, you know, I wasn't prepared for a speech, but if I must, I mean, I could thank the Academy. I'd like to thank Ryan for setting up the site. Dre, mm-hmm. Tony, I mean, you guys are great.
Now,
I think the
big question will be long-term.
I think I'm cut off. I'm done.
No. I think the big question will be long-term, whether it stays that way. And that's where, like a lot of the questions about length and content and how it all works. I tend to side with you, Dre, on it, but I'm also trying to reserve judgment because we are 8 episodes in.
Sure.
And we did the 7th episode, so we're actually 1 episode behind for the theme show. So I'm starting some other ones that are a little bit more specific, but until there are some other options out there for people that are half as strong as this one, which ours is the strongest because I'm in every single one of them, so that's not much. But, Dre and Brad being on the show is a big deal. That pulls in a lot of people. It gives the show a lot of legitimacy because people know who you guys are.
I don't want to brag, but...
you guys, it makes a big deal. It's a good group to discuss things. So I think the nice part is that I don't think this is a decision that has to be, like, in terms of exactly the length and the format of everything. I think we've got another 15 or 20 episodes before we should figure that out. But I'm glad that we're starting.
I think you're right.
I'm glad we're starting to think about it, though.
Yeah, no, I think pulling the trigger on anything doesn't make real sense in terms mm-hmm. of, oh, my gosh, this is the way it's got to be. We're not even 10 episodes in.
Yeah.
Now, do I think that we can bring in more followership by having a presence that's set there and that we can completely push, that we can target specific things like getting content and things like that?
Yeah.
I think that should be priority over, okay, the length of the show needs to be 48 minutes or...
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and I'm definitely interested.
We're going to feel ourselves through.
I mean, I want to know... I do want to know more about what we can do to make it more... not really marketable, but more...
Awesome?
Well, more awesome, but easier for you guys to do the things that you're talking about with it. Because we have basically as many tools available as we want. It's just a matter of putting it all together.
I think one of the priorities that needs to happen with the show is making sure that the audio and the video get nailed down. Yeah. 100%. I'm not saying that everything anybody's saying about, you know, volumes and the whole nine is 100% accurate. We know that the streaming versus the recorded version is a little different. But I think it's important to even that out and get a long-term solution for those things early on. So foundationally, from a technology standpoint, we're ready to go.
You know, I think that one of the things that you guys should consider is, and maybe where having its own kind of presence makes sense or being its own entity, is the ability to get a post out. You know, a couple of posts. One post is leading up to the Wednesday is these are the topics of discussion this week, and that helps people prepare.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Part of that is that, you know. Well, no, part of that is all three of us, because usually we're figuring out the topics in the afternoon of the day of. So that's
awesome. I just broke my monitor.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have like a set post probably like Monday.
Well, I mean,
this is what it is, and this is who's on, and then maybe a reminder like on Wednesday, or even if it's just tweet on Wednesday, you know.
At the same time, I mean, this is our second week going where we have a subscribable calendar that people can go to and know exactly. I mean, the people that are wanting to listen every
week,
they have tools
lately too, which is
exactly
nice.
So that's getting better. That's been the last three episodes.
We're getting more consistent, which is good. Been every Wednesday except for the one week we bumped it, but that was for a good cause. So
yeah, and that was just isolated.
Yeah, I completely exploded my monitor.
So
awesome.
What monitor is it? Now I'm concerned.
Well, I have two 27-28 inch monitors or something. Uh-huh. The one on the right, it just fell over.
Is it like a Mac monitor or like another crap monitor?
It's a Samsung.
Okay.
I mean, it's
a decent monitor.
Crap monitor.
What'd you hit it with?
It fell on my beer.
How did it fall on your beer, dude?
Did you say on your beer?
Yeah, the back end's it's not tied in very well, and it just fell down and it's exploded. I'm gonna shoot you guys a picture. This sucks. Wow.
Oh. You just really sobered up our after show here. This got sad.
Yeah, no, just drink more.
I'm sure you will.
Fuck.
That sucks, man.
Oh wow, that just really sucks. All right, so.
Well, I mean, and what you said about what you guys said about getting the post up.
I'm Drew Armada.
Can we get added to the end of that? The crying. Hi there, I'm Drew Armada. Oh God, my mom.
That's all good.
About getting a post up. I mean, I try to get stuff up when I can, but you guys can definitely create posts on the site too. So,
yeah, I told I think you, Ryan, and Dre that I'd help you guys out wherever you guys need help. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a persona like Brad or Dre. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not very sympathetic to situations. But I can definitely help you get some content out. Yeah. I think we had a guy.
It's we had a guy.
Hey, have you seen my fighting name on our company leadership page? It's Tony Zero Compassion Perez. So, I don't know if I should take that personal.
I think that'd be a good idea to bring someone in to help kind of manage those type of things, content and so on. So that enables the three of us to kind of move forward with our specific kind of areas. Well, although Brad and me, it's just more drinking and talking shit. Ryan, you've been really the mastermind behind a lot of this.
Right. Well, that'll help. For me, getting the calendar together was a big deal. My question is, what is the blooping? Well, what is that?
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Hold on.
Brad dropped. What is that beeping?
It's trying to reconnect to him. We'll see if he comes back on.
He's like, leave me alone.
I know. He usually leaves. He's the one with a... I don't know what happened.
That was me. That's showing my monitor exploded.
My wife doesn't allow me.
Oh, I'm going to have to check this photo out.
Yeah.
So Brad's on, but I don't think he's there.
Brad.
Oh, man. So it just got confirmed. Hendo versus John Jones, September 1st in Vegas. I guess I know. September 1st. You know where I'll be September 1st.
Yeah, you know where I'll be with you.
I will be buying my VIP tickets.
Yeah, I'll go to that one with you, dude.
Hey, Brad.
For sure.
Hello? Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
There you are, brother.
I'm back.
We should do the late night from UFC, whatever the number is going
to
be.
Tony, I'll go with you to that one, dude.
I joined in. You said he usually drops because he sucks. That's all I heard.
This is a big photo here, Dre.
Yeah, I don't know. I just read off my phone.
Why's your bandwidth so slow? I'm getting 5K a second.
Well, it's because we're all probably downloading it at once. So my question is then, because you said that the posts are important, so the calendar is definitely a good step. What's the ideal time to put something like that up then? Because at that point, it's little more than a – particularly because we're not doing guests every week, right? So it's really just
guests,
a reminder post to people?
We should have a schedule a couple weeks a week at least in advance in terms of who's going to be coming on the show.
And right? We do. So, that's up on the site right now.
What do you mean?
It's up there. It says Otto's going to be, I think it's either next week or the week after. It's on the calendar. I mean, all that stuff's on the site.
The calendar. No one's going to look at the calendar, Ryan.
I mean, right, that's what I'm asking. What are they looking at? What do you think they need?
Posts, they're going to look at tweets. That's how they're going to get informed on this.
Okay.
And it's got to be a persistent approach, right? It's not just today, a week out, but, you know, week four, three, two, whatever day is in.
Well, I guess
make sure people are getting what's going on.
Right.
I think, honestly, a post on Monday to show what we're going to talk about on Wednesday, or who's going to be on the show, not necessarily what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
And then probably a reminder post Wednesday.
Okay.
Would be ideal. Now, if you think that's too many posts, then I would say at least tweet it out on Wednesday as a reminder.
Right. Well, I'm not necessarily thinking too many posts. I just want to make sure that, like, because I always want to strike that balance with anything like this, whether it's this or, you know, I think last year to like Theme Madness or something that does appeal, but only to like a specific segment of the audience. You know, you want to make it noteworthy. You want to make it so people can find it, but I also don't want to overwhelm it and annoy people who aren't interested. Because some people on the site just don't care about the podcast in any way at all. And they're stupid, of course, for that because they should be listening to this. And I know they're not going to hear me say that because they don't listen to podcasts. But, you know,
I mean, it makes sense. But I think, you know, at most you're talking two posts a week.
Right.
Which I don't think.
But I'm also looking to find a balance, find to strike the perfect balance for all these shows, right? Because I also have the theme show on Tuesday. And granted, it's not as prevalent as this one. But if I set the standard that every show gets two announcement posts, that's going to be a lot of announcement posts in a given week.
I feel like the last two ones, like I've announced the guest speaker before the website has. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the website.
Well, aside from the calendar, but I get what you mean.
And then we can kind of retweet it and be like, "Hey, look who's going to be on."
Hey,
somebody killed a spider. Is that what
that's Yankees fan?
Well, there's a spider in the house. Looks like I got to man up and kill an insect.
Do it! See, I'm ashamed to say, but I will because I've been drinking. It's actually the opposite for me. I hate spiders.
Yeah, not a fan.
Oh, I hate them. Ashley frequently kills them for me.
Where's it at?
I just hate, really, just bugs, I guess. Bugs are the worst.
This is part of the after show.
This is all so, this is just ridiculous what we're doing here.
What are we doing?
Just what we've turned the after show into. I love it. I'm not proud of it, but I love it. That's the key. You got to learn to love it without being proud of it.
I don't know. I'm pretty proud of it.
The first time we talked about doing the show together, we're like, you know, midnight at a WordCamp after party. Just,
oh, boy.
The conversation was just a bunch of slurry, like, yeah.
Yo.
Somehow this show became of it. Pretty awesome.
I do look forward to the first WordCamp. We can all sync up and make that happen. I think that maybe not exactly that, but I think something like it would be fun. We'll see. All right. Well, we got the episode title, I believe, because based on response, I'm just calling it "My Wife Doesn't Allow That." That seems appropriate, or at least as appropriate as any of the other ones on the list. And even though Schmuckatelli was pretty good, and I think, do you think Frederick had fun? I hope it wasn't. I never know. I never know aside from the three of us who enjoys the podcast ever. So it's hard to gauge.
Well, you have me, Ryan.
At least you liked it, right, Tony?
I loved it.
As long as you liked it, I'm okay. I don't even know where those Yahoos are. I think they just walked away. Like, I think it's just you and me, Tony. I'm talking about the show, and it's just us.
You're pouring your heart out.
Hey guys, what do you think? Do we do a good show? Crickets.
Yeah. How do you think Frederick felt? You know what I mean? This and that. I never know. And then I'm like, it's me. And you're
absolutely
like,
nothing on the other.
Hello. Everybody's gone.
Oh boy.
Well, I mean, he has his soundboard. He's probably in the bathroom playing with the soundboard.
Exactly. Yeah, he'll just throw a sound over.
Yeah. Oh my god. Anyways.
Yes. Indeed. Well, like I said, thanks for coming on and
yeah, no worries, man. Anywhere I can help, let me know. But I am going to drop off.
Yes. And right. Catch you later.
Thank you then, bud. Bye.
Orale.
What?
Say what?
And at that point it is just you and me, Dre.
Ah, and this is how it always ends up.
I'm gonna kill the aftertaste and get this show posted. So just a
second.
Sounds
good, brother. I appreciate it. Wow, interesting show. It was good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had fun.
I was asking. I think you were off mic, but do you think Frederick had a good time? I don't know.
I'll catch up with him in the next couple of days. He's kind of a closed off dude. Even when you talk to him, he's just kind of elsewhere. Okay. I hope. In terms of.